Hello, it is Whispit by Angela. Whispit abbreviated stands for Women and Wisdom in Socially Powerful and Interesting Times. As always, it is my pleasure to speak to my listeners regarding a variety of topics that hopefully are thought-provoking, interesting, entertaining, and enlightening. And it is always my hope that anyone and everyone who tunes in will be enriched, edified, and spiritually touched to move beyond the challenges of this life and rise from the ashes of this limited existence to a higher elevation of thinking and creativity. You see, so much of where life is now is based on where we've come from, in addition to where we're going to. So today, I have selected the topic that is entitled, Life Goes On. Now, this may sound odd when I say this, but it is true. Actually, Tupac is one of my favorite producers of music. And he made a song once, and it was entitled, Life Goes On. So please stay tuned and join me as I present to you, Life Goes On. So many times I reflect back on my own life as a child, carefree, definitely running up and down the streets in my neighborhood, the times I spent with my grandmother, and the times that I felt so loved and protected because my father was there. He was that constant that never changed for me. He was that rock that I could always depend on and lean on. Oh, how I admired him. And even in death, I still admire the person that he was and what he stood for. You see, because life still goes on for me. Everything that he was, I know it's in me. But those days are long gone now. And I feel like I'm living in a world that's so far removed from those days, where a person's yes was a yes and their no was a no. And I sometimes get confused in my thoughts that maybe times weren't as bad then as they are now. Maybe it was just that it seemed to be more good people who just worked towards a greater good than constantly whining about it. Now, in my opinion, these days we have become a bunch of whiners, not workers, whiners. Today, the world is filled with so many whiners and people with such a sense of entitlement. I'm even seeing more and more doctors retiring earlier, more and more healthcare workers stressed out, tired, burned out, and emotionally drained. Living and working in a world where it has become a system of robotic movements and based on the sole foundation of politics and money. And I realize that sometimes the life that you may plan for yourself may not be the life that you will ultimately live. Or you see that there are some things you choose, and then there are some things that are chosen for you. Sometimes life feels like a roller coaster ride. You never know where the dip, the turn, the twist, or the drop may occur. And I guess that's the best way that I can think to just describe it all. But now, I'm at an age where the people in my life who made the greatest impact, the patriarchs, most of them are gone now. They have left this earthly life for a world far transcended from this one. And now, I'm a matriarch, a grandmother, a woman with a past, a woman with a future, but still with hopes and dreams that somehow the craziness of the world in which we see and live will somehow settle down so that I can know what it is to feel at peace again. Even going to church feels different. People are going to church online. Sometimes going through the motion of just doing and feeling what they think that they should do and feel, to somehow just dull the pain of disappointment, of longing for something much deeper, much richer, something that has a much richer spirituality. And now there's AI that seems to be replacing all of reality because the world has become so addicted to sensationalism and the shock factor. But what will it take to bring back that sense of balance, that real sense of love and caring for each other? What has this world become? Politics now is so stretched from the truth that we feel as though we're voting for a person and not the foundation of what they stand for. People don't even know what the truth is. We see the lips moving, but nothing seems to be coming out that feels real or tangible. You see, corporate America has even become nothing but fraudulence. Sitting back on the wayside, waiting for the next victim, the next consumer who is unprepared, who is ready to fall for the first marketing line, one lie after another. We as the consumers have fallen prey to the windfall of companies that hide behind half-truths and lies, waiting to take advantage of that one who does not read, who does not prepare, the gullible, the senseless, the person who wants it all right now. Well, I've come to tell you that in spite of all of this, there's hope. Yes, there is hope. And there has always been hope. You see, the hope comes when we give all of our cares and all of our concerns to God. Imagine a God in human form, sinless without blemish, who got up on a cross and died for the sins of someone like me and all mankind. A God who loved us so much that he gave us the best of who he was in giving us his son to die for the likes of us. Now that's love. That's hope. For you see, life goes on. And it goes on because I know that I serve a God like this, who died for me. So until next time, this is Whispered by Angela. Whispered abbreviated stands for Women in Wisdom in Socially Powerful and Interesting Times. Please continue to follow me on social media as AR Whispit, that is ARWISPIT, and on TikTok as AR Whispit 8. Please also visit my website, which is Whispit by Angela, WISPITBYANGELA.com, and consider making a donation. It helps to fund the research as well as looking for the information and the wisdom to be able to share it with all of you. No amount is too small, no amount is too large, but I thank you all for listening. And until next time, this is Angela of Whispered by Angela podcast.